Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we'll learn to trust the promise of the Holy Spirit.
So do you need some help today? Do you need help in life? Anybody struggling today? You say, oh, if I just had somebody who would help me. That's the Holy Spirit's job. That's the Parakletos, the Paraclete who comes alongside, and he comes alongside to render aid, to help you, to bring comfort to you. The word comfort means with strength, to encourage you, to spur you on, to motivate you. The Holy Spirit is our comforter and our encourager and our helper. And so if you need help, he says, I'm here. And I have been given for this purpose, to help you.
He can heal every scar.
This is From His Heart with pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Jeff Shreve, who today will help us better understand the three persons of the Trinity. Thank you for joining us today on From His Heart. Now, we think we know a lot more about God the Father and God the Son compared to what we know about God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is often known as the unknown God, but that mystery will begin to be solved today should there be any question in your heart and mind. The message is called The Promise of the Spirit. It's from Pastor Jeff's comprehensive 9-message series, The Unknown God, Discovering the Person and the Power of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you can, open your Bible to the book of John, chapter 14, as we begin to better understand why Jesus proclaimed the promise of the Holy Spirit that would come into our hearts and live. Here's Pastor Jeff.
Now, here's our question. Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? 3 discoveries today. Discovery number 1, the Holy Spirit is another just like Jesus. He's another just like Jesus. Verse 16, and I will ask the Father, this is the Son praying to the Father, and he will give you another. Now in Greek, you have 2 different words in the Greek New Testament, 2 different words for another. One word is heteros. Heteros means another that is different. It's similar, but it's different. And then there's another Greek word, allos. Allos means another that is exactly the same. That's what Jesus said the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is another just like Jesus. Now, important to know that Jesus is just like the Father. He is the exact representation of the Father. And the Holy Spirit is the exact representation of Jesus. The exact representation of Jesus. We say, well, what is the Holy Spirit like? He's like Jesus. And they're both there to work in our lives and to help us. And so here is the Holy Spirit. He thinks the way Jesus thinks. He acts the way Jesus acts. He reacts the way Jesus would react because he's just like Jesus. You see, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. As one theologian said, the Trinity, define it, you lose your mind. Deny it, you lose your soul. It is central to the Bible. Now, some have said, well, you know, if Trinity is so important, the word Trinity, Jeff, is not even used in the Bible. Trinity is not used in the Bible, but it's taught in the Bible, and it's taught in the Bible in the very first chapter of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, where God says, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. That's what God says. Now, we know there's one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. That's the Hebrew Shema. That's what they would repeat every single day. They knew God was one, but one God is revealed in 3 persons. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to the disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because Jesus is God. And the Holy Spirit says to us today, if you have seen me, you have seen the Son, because the Holy Spirit is God the Holy Spirit. So that's the first discovery. He is another just like Jesus. Second discovery, the Holy Spirit is the divine paraclete. The divine paraclete. You say, paraclete, what does that mean? Well, paraclete is a transliterated word. It's a word in the English dictionary, paraclete. It comes from the Greek word parakletos. And parakletos is what is used here for the word in the New American Standard, helper. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another, allos, just the same, allos, just like I am, another helper, parakletos, that he may be with you forever. He's called alongside to help us. Now, that's a very awesome thought when you let your mind loose in the fact that, hey, the Lord has, when he left, he said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to come to you, but I'm going to come to you in the person of the Holy Spirit, and he's going to be your helper. He's called alongside to help you. Sometimes the help is, hey, you're messing up here. You're on the wrong track here. You're going the wrong direction here. We need to move to this other road. We need to turn around. And sometimes that's the help that you need and I need. But here's the point. He came to help us. Behold, God is my helper. So do you need some help today? You need help in life? Anybody struggling today? The Holy Spirit is our comforter and our encourager and our helper. And so if you need help, he says, I'm here. And I have been given for this purpose, to help you. Now, Jesus said, the world can't know him, verse 17, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Very, very important, and will be in you. See, the Spirit is called alongside to help you, and he is living inside to empower you. Living inside to empower you. Jesus refers to himself as the helper here because there's another helper, which means he's the helper too. But he was called alongside to the disciples to be among them, to walk with them. Here's the difference. The Holy Spirit is not just going to abide with you, Jesus said. He is going to be in you. Hold the phone. He's going to be in me? Whoa, that's never happened before. The Old Testament, see, this isn't the introduction of the Holy Spirit like it's his first rodeo, like he's been in the just sitting on the bench the whole time that Jesus has been, you know, on the earth, and the Holy Spirit's just up in heaven, just like, yeah, I'm just on the bench. Pretty soon, they're going to call my number, and then I go in, and you know, Jesus is going to ascend to heaven, and then 10 days later on the day of Pentecost, that's when I go in the game. It's not like that. The Holy Spirit, he comes on the scene in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The earth was formless and void, and the Spirit of God was moving on the face of the earth. He's been involved since the beginning, this God, the Holy Spirit. And he is being used in the Old Testament. He comes upon people. The Spirit of the Lord, the scripture says in the book of Judges, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, literally clothed himself with Gideon. He came upon Gideon. He came upon David when he whipped Goliath. He came upon Samson when Samson defeated 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. He would come upon people. And when David sinned, remember he prayed, Psalm 51, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Lord, there's an anointing. There's a hand of the Holy Spirit on my life as king here in Israel. Lord, don't take your hand away. Don't take the power of the Spirit away from my life. That was his prayer. So the Holy Spirit would come upon people, but he never lived inside of people. And now, Jesus said, this one just like me, I'm going to go to heaven, and he's going to come, and he's going to be just like me. And here's the thing. He's not going to just abide with you. He's going to be in you, and he's going to be in you forever. Forever. When the Holy Spirit of God comes into your heart and your life, he comes in when you receive Christ as Savior and Lord. When you do that, then he comes to live inside of you, and he comes to live inside forever. Some people believe you can lose your salvation. I don't believe that. When you have genuine, true salvation and you receive the Holy Spirit of God, he comes in forever. The old preacher Ron Dunn used to say, my heart is not a hotel with checkout time at 12 noon. The Lord comes in and he doesn't ever check out. He's going to be with me forever to live inside of me, to empower me. Now, Let me just ask you this question. Be honest. How many of you have ever thought to yourself, man, if I could have just lived at the time that Jesus was on earth doing his miracles, if I could have been one of the 12, just hang out with Jesus for 3.5 years, that would have been the bomb. That would have just been the best. You know, Jesus said to the disciples in John chapter 16, he said, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper shall not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. It's to your advantage. It's like, really? It's to my advantage that you go away? That doesn't seem right. It seems it's to my disadvantage that you're going away. That's why my heart's so troubled, Lord. Think about it this way. You know, there's an Olympic event, two-man volleyball, sand volleyball. Maybe you've watched it. It's pretty exciting. It's amazing what some of those people can do. Two-man volleyball. If you've ever played sand volleyball, you know how hard it is to move on the sand. It's an awesome sport, but it's hard. Suppose you're playing two-man volleyball and your partner is Jesus. You'd be pretty good, right? I mean, even a guy like me that can't move at all, I mean, you know, two-man, I never sign up for King of the Beach because it's just, it would be just an exercise in humiliation. So I don't do it. But back in the day, I could move some. I don't move very well anymore. But if I were on two-man volleyball and Jesus were one of my, he was my partner, we'd be pretty good. Because even though I'm crummy, he's incredible. See, a two-man volleyball. Here's the thing. Two-man volleyball. Jesus said, hey, guys, we've been playing two-man volleyball, but I want to tell you something. It's to your advantage that I go away. And Peter's like, you go away? You're my two-man volleyball partner. And I'm not very good. You're great. You're incredible. We win every time because you can get everything and you block everything and you spike everything. And now you're going away. And how could that possibly be to my advantage? He says, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. And he's just like me. He plays volleyball just like I do. And he's going to be with you. And he's going to live inside of you. He's going to enable you to play volleyball like I play it. Whoa. I can play like you. That's pretty cool. Really, Lord? It is to my advantage that you will go away then because I can have power. See, the Holy Spirit came not just to walk alongside of us, as Jesus walked alongside of us, but even go a step further. And that's why it's to your advantage that Jesus goes away, because now he lives inside of you. Now we talk about Jesus, inviting Jesus into our hearts. And we do that, but he comes in through the person of the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And how does he come to you? Through the person of the Holy Spirit. And he comes in to give you power. Power to rise above, power to overcome sin, power to overcome the overwhelming urge for despair, power to overcome the bitter feelings you feel when someone stabs you in the back. He gives you power to speak. You read in the book of Acts, Peter had no power when he was on his own, but when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, he became a powerhouse because the Lord comes in to give you power. So the Holy Spirit is the divine paraclete, the one called alongside, the one who comes to live on the inside. Or do you not know that your body, Paul said, is a temple of the Holy Spirit whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies. Discovery number 3. Not only is the Holy Spirit another just like Jesus, not only is the Holy Spirit the divine paraclete, but number 3, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. And he says in verse 17, that is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. The Spirit of truth. That's what Jesus called the Holy Spirit. He says he will teach you, verse 26, teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Now you write this down. The Holy Spirit is your guide and your teacher of truth because he's the Spirit of truth. And he wants to guide us in truth, and he wants to teach us truth. That's his job. That's his ministry. Sometimes, you know, when I mention churches that get off kilter with the Holy Spirit, one of the things that people fail to realize is this. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, he shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit is like that spotlight right up there. The Holy Spirit doesn't say, hey, look at me, I'm the Holy Spirit. Everybody look at the spotlight. The Holy Spirit is a spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything he does says, look to Jesus, look at Jesus. And the way he guides us and the way he teaches us is he teaches us about Jesus. That's his ministry. And a church that gets overboard on Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, and they glorify the Holy Spirit and they focus on the Holy Spirit and everything is about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says, hey, you're focusing in on the spotlight, and the spotlight is to shine the light on the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't get that confused. He is the Spirit of truth. He guides you in truth, truth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is and what he did on the cross and what he wants to do through his Spirit in your life, in and through your life. He is the guide. And he says, I want to guide you in truth. I want to help you to understand truth. So if you will look to me, I will help you understand this book. Did you know that the Holy Spirit of God is the one that wrote the Bible? Scripture says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, that men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And the Holy Spirit is the one who breathed that into people's hearts. And men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. The Spirit wrote the word. The Spirit illuminates the word. He brings the light to the word so that you can understand it. He is our teacher in truth. He is our guide in truth. He wants your heart to burn with passion. He wants to teach you his word. If you'll just ask him. If you'll just say, Spirit of truth, teach me the truth. I don't want to walk in error. I don't want to believe lies. I want to believe the truth. And I want my heart to burn within me with passion for the word and for the love and for God, for love for God. Hey, he's the guide and the teacher of truth. And if you have a decision to make, he says, I'll guide you in truth. If you look to me, if you'll ask me, if you'll say, Holy Spirit, you who are resident within me, will you show me what to do? I have choice A and choice B, and I'm not sure what to do. I have job A and job B, I'm not sure what to do. Lord, show me what to do. In the book of Isaiah, the scripture says your teacher will help you, and you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That's the Holy Spirit of God who does that. That's his job, to guide us in truth and to teach us so that our hearts would burn with passion for his word. And for the Lord, he's your guide and teacher. And you know, the scripture says you can't know spiritual truth apart from him. He's the one that illuminates. He's the one that opens blind eyes. I can't do that. I can preach truth, but only the Holy Spirit of God can impart truth to you. And unless he does that, you will never know truth. You know, it says in verse 17, whom the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him. Here's the thing when it relates to God. You can know things about God, but you can't know God apart from the Holy Spirit. He's the one that illuminates who God is. He's the one who shows you your need. He's the one who brings you to Christ. And if the Holy Spirit doesn't draw you, you ain't coming. And you can't figure it out on your own. Interesting, interesting, interesting. The Jews that followed Jesus around, the Pharisees and the religious leaders, and they were watching Jesus perform miracles, and they watched Jesus cast out a demon of this man who was dumb. And they said these words. They looked at the whole situation and they came up with this conclusion. This man casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of the demons. That's human wisdom. They get it so wrong that they look at Jesus, the Lamb of God, the King of glory, and say, you're from hell. You are Beelzebub, the prince of demons. It's the Holy Spirit that has to illumine the heart to show you Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. And unless you put your faith and trust in him, you will never, no, never, ever, ever experience eternal life. It's the Holy Spirit that does that. And you can't know spiritual truth apart from him. So, do you know him? Let me just close with this. We talked about two-man volleyball. You know, it's two-man volleyball. When the Lord comes to live inside of you through his Spirit, he gives you power. And all of a sudden you become an incredible two-man volleyball player. There's power there. You can jump. You couldn't jump before. There's, man, you can spike. You can get balls. You never, all of a sudden you can do lots of stuff. Now, let me ask you something. When you look at your own life and you ask yourself this question, do I really know him? Are you any different on the volleyball court? You still playing the sorry game you played before you quote-unquote walked an aisle, before you quote-unquote got baptized? Has there been any change in your volleyball playing? Can you honestly say, well, the Holy Spirit of God has come into my life because, man, there's a difference and everybody can tell. It's, that guy was a terrible player and now he's a great player. There's a change that took place in him. Or are you still the same sorry player that you were before? Many people are clinging to a salvation that's not genuine, it's not real, it's not true. And the proof is you're still a crummy volleyball player. When the Lord comes in, he changes everything. When the Lord takes up residence in you, everything starts to change. And it's real. And you can't receive that through the world. You have to receive that through the Spirit. And you don't pray, Holy Spirit of God, I want to know you better. It's Holy Spirit of God, help me to know Jesus better. Because the Holy Spirit is the spotlight on the Lord Jesus. And we receive the Lord Jesus. And when we do, his Spirit, another just like Jesus, comes to live inside of us. And he changes us from the inside out. Has that ever happened to you? If not, today is the day for you to receive by faith the Lord Jesus. And when you do, you get his Spirit who changes everything.
If you've never come to know Christ, today is the day for you to say these words from a sincere heart to God. Say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Forgive my sin and save me. I know you died on the cross for my sins and rose again as promised, and later sent the Holy Spirit so that I might have you living in me. Lord, I accept that salvation you offer and surrender myself to your will. Save me, Lord, as you promised, and help me to live to honor you in all I do. I confess my sins and bow before you now. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Amen. Now, if you prayed a prayer like that from your heart, if the sentiment was genuine from your heart to God, the Bible tells us you are now a child of God, and he will never let you go. The Spirit has come to live inside you and empower you. You'll need to and want to get into a Bible-believing church to better grow and find great Christian friends to help you along the path that you're walking now. And be sure to go to our website at fromhisheart.org, visit the Why Jesus section. There you're going to find some materials that'll help you in your Christian journey. Again, that's fromhisheart.org. Click the Why Jesus link. Now, today you heard the last part of a message called The Promise of the Spirit, one of nine lessons in Pastor Jeff's inspiring series, The Unknown God, Discovering the Person and the Power of the Holy Spirit. And you can find out more about how to get that in any format when you go to fromhisheart.org. And when you're there, be sure to check out the brand new devotional book that we're offering now. It's called The Spirit of God Within You, and it'll last you for 365 days during 2021. It includes daily devotions to offer comfort and contentment through walking with the Holy Spirit. These devotions are sure to strengthen your faith with inspiring messages, uplifting scripture, and heartfelt prayers from 52 trusted pastors, including Pastor Jeff. It's our gift of thanks to you for your support of $20 or more to From His Heart this month. Just call 866-40-BIBLE and request yours. 866-40-BIBLE. Or go online to fromhisheart.org. Our time is gone for today. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to be right back here with us on Monday when Pastor Jeff will have the next lesson in his series, The Unknown God, to help us learn to walk in the Spirit. That's next time here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve. speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at FromHisHeart.org.